Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, How Does It Feel to Be a Child of God? Several years ago, visiting in Edinburgh, Scotland, a friend of mine and I were doing some street work and visiting, giving out the gospel. We had talked to many people. Finally, we talked to a man who was quite along in years. I think he was in his 80s. And this man had been one who had studied, I think, every religion of the world that there was, and he came up with something like 300 and some odd that he had studied. And his conclusion was that we are all the children of God. Well, the friend who at that time had been saved longer than I chimed in with, Sir, but you didn't read the rest of that verse. And the verse of which we are speaking is found in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So you do not become a child of God simply by your natural birth. You are made a child of the Lord by the new birth, by being born from on high. If it were that everybody was a person who was in God's family simply by being here, then there would be no need for Christ Jesus the Lord to come. There would have been no need for the gospel to be given. There would be no need for a gospel if everyone belonged to the Lord as a child of His. Furthermore, the scriptures tell us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil." So the Lord is telling us here that there are two groups of children in the world. There are two families. One family belongs to the Lord, and the other family belongs to the devil. Now, here is what the Lord tells us. "Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother." There are two things that are given here now. "Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God." In other words, another way we can say that, "Whosoever doeth not righteousness is of the devil, and he that loveth not his brother is of the devil." So the Lord, when He makes a person one of His dear children, you will have certain characteristics that will reflect the Lord and be shown to this world. You will do righteous. You will do right. You will seek to do right. If you don't do right, then the Holy Spirit of God is going to convict you. But that we are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, as the verse says. So there has to be an entrance into God's family. Let me say it a different way. There has to be a conscious entrance into God's family. In other words, you need to know when you entered into God's family. And that is done through putting your faith and your trust in Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, I know that there are some who were saved at a very young age. They don't remember the date nor the place. They know that they did pray and ask the Lord to save them, trusted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You cannot accept this, from one who will say, "Oh, I've always been saved." No such thing. Wrong answer. You cannot say that. The Bible does not teach that. You must be born again, is what the Bible teaches. There has to be a time when you recognize that you were a sinner and you entered into this personal relationship with the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ. So now that you know that you are a child that belongs to God, how does that make you feel? Well, it ought to bring great joy to the heart, since the one who made us now owns us. The one who made us now has assigned us to a task, and the task is equal to our ability or to His grace for us to do the task. He has a plan, a definite plan for us, and He is with us as we seek to serve and to live for Him. Yes, be encouraged today to know that through faith in Christ Jesus the Lord, you are one of His dear children, and He is greater than all and is above all, and nothing can hurt you without His will. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.